What up? Welcome to the Chelsea Skidmore Show. This is a mutual episode with Sarah, which means that we both, since we both have podcasts, we're too selfish to just do each other's. It has to be a mutual episode. So this is also on her platform as well, under her podcast. But I wanted to just do a quick little check-in. It's been a while since I've recorded. My voice sounds deeper than it ever has before. I don't know why my voice sounds so... Does my voice always sound like this? I don't know why it sounds so deep right now. I think it's because I probably haven't spoken out loud yet this morning. I had a late night last night. For me in the pandemic, I did a show last night, Skylar Stone's comedy rock show at Jam in the Van out in LA. And that was super fun. And then I brought my dog to the Comedy Store and hung out there for a while. So I went to sleep at like 2 a.m., woke up at like 10. And it's crazy because like that was like my fucking schedule and life of like being at the Comedy Store until like 2 a.m. and then going home and like, you know, then you're like kind of on this like energetic high from all the energy and you can't, an energetic high from the energy and you can't fucking like go to sleep and like blah, blah, blah. So, had that for the first time and like everyone was hanging out last night and it was really cool to get to bring my dog by and just kick it with people and, everyone was hanging out and it was really cool. And it also felt really good because I quit working at the Comedy Store, as an employee. So, you know, I'm sure the listeners know that I, used to work at the Comedy Store for like 5 years, almost going on 6 actually. I worked there for 5 years in the cover booth, which is working the door. I sold tickets, answered the phones. I timed the comics. I lit them. And I started that in 2014. And then I stopped in April when it closed down in 2020. So I guess that I can't do math. What is that? 6 years, 5 years? I don't feel like calculating. I'm really bad at math. I just decided I was ready to stop working there. And, for one, like 5 years is a long fucking time, but like it's like, I love all the people that I work with and, you know, it's such an incredible experience to work there. Like if you're a young comic and you want to like get into the Comedy Store and just like get to know everyone and like become part of the family, working there, you know, being a door guy is the best way to do it. And so last night going there and hanging out and not, having to throw out the garbage in front of all the other comics or run back to my post to go back to work. Like it just felt really good to just have zero responsibility. Fucking cool. I don't know. Fuck, man. I have to drink more coffee to get better at whatever I'm talking about right now. Okay. So I have like an Instagram Q&A that I'm sort of looking over right now. I was supposed to do this on a solo episode, but I figured I would just do it for my check-in right now. One of the questions that I had gotten was how Instagram filters fuck up our self-esteem. And I talk about this a little bit on my Instagram already. So I'm assuming that's why the question was asked, but I get into this a lot in this episode with Sarah, concerning the negative effects of social media. But, just to like quickly touch on it, I would say that I'm so guilty of like using the filters every time on the story. You just get used to using them. And I mean, they're there and it's like, and then it's like, it's fucked up because it warps my mind because like, you know, not to be an asshole, but I do feel that I am an attractive young lady and like easily, like I probably wouldn't need to use a filter, but like I do feel like I look a lot better when I do. And like, it's just like the times that we're in, you know, like everyone's doing it. So then I'm like, well, I don't want to look like shit in mine. Like if I have the opportunity to look that much better. And that to me is where it gets like really psychologically disturbing and like feeling like you can't just enjoy or feel comfortable with the way that you look as you are. And part of that is like the break that I'm taking in social media that I get into. It's just like the whole thing of like presenting the best part of yourself to everyone and like the highlight reel, like I'm finding it to be very exhausting and like mentally ill right now. And like, you know, so many of my friends, like, and I liked it too, but like, you know, we'll post like some like overly edited slutty photo or just like a sexy pic. And like, I don't know what's going on with me, but I'm not feeling that right now. And I did that for so long, but like, I just don't want to be in the pattern of like getting my validation from the fucking internet from a fucking photo. And like, sometimes if there's a good photo, like I'll throw it up, you know, but like the daily enslavement of relying on your validation from the internet is just like, no, I just like don't want to keep falling into that trap. And a friend of mine, sorry, I'm drinking coffee. A friend of mine who's also taking a social media break at the same time pointed out like social media is just like not fun anymore. Like when I was in high school, I graduated high school in 2005 and Facebook came out like that year, I think, or like that's when we got access to it. Cause we got used to have a college email address to make an account. So I feel like at the end of senior year, we all started getting Facebook and it was like so fun then. And it was like the new MySpace. And like, I kind of just think Instagram is going to go through the same thing. Like, I hope it does, even though like this is such a technologically based generation. I don't know. I just feel like Facebook is lame and I don't care about it the same way I used to. And I hope that kind of is the evolution of what happens to Instagram, because I just don't find it fun or productive anymore. Like I'd say like earlier on when I was doing stand up, like I'd really want to constantly be posting like a really funny video and like, you know, like feel like I like had to. And like sometimes it came from a genuine place of me just wanting to post something fun. But like I feel less and less like the necessity inside that I need to do that, and more just like if I feel inspired, I'll post something. And I honestly just think that's like cooler, you know, because like I don't want to be a slave to the man, you know, like, and I've never fucking said that phrase in my life. I just felt like an Empire Records employee. But like, I don't know, I'm going through something with it and I'm sure it'll pass and whatever. All right, let's move on to something else. Someone asked me to talk about something to do with aliens or fishing. Steven, my husband, is obsessed with aliens and he's always watching videos about aliens. And I feel like he tries to call them in and I'm really not into it. I'm not like, I don't know. I mean, like aliens and ghosts kind of go under the same category for me. Like if I'm alone at home in the dark, like I'm 100% checking behind the shower curtain. Like I'm looking, I'm peering. I'm not even looking. I'm peering into the living room to see if an entity is walking by, like in a fucking M. Night Shyamalan movie. Like I freak myself out. So like, I don't want to hear anything to do with it. Yeah, with aliens, like I really just try not to partake in it. But I have this weird scar on my lower back. It's a triangle and it looked like someone etched it into me with a knife. And I discovered it, like my mom discovered it at the beach when I was like 12 or something. And she was like, "Where did that come from?" And I don't know, maybe like an alien abducted me and did it. I mean, who knows how I got this strange scar. But to move on to something about fishing, when I was a kid, me and my brother went to this like reservoir in Westchester, New York, where we grew up. And we were fishing, and I think it was the first time I went fishing, and I cast the pole, if I'm saying that correctly, and the fucking hook went into my brother's eyelid. It hooked into his eyelid, and he was like screaming. It was so scary, and my mom had to get it out, and that's what I think of when I think of fishing. Pretty gross. Let's see what other questions we had. How to get through tough times financially is one of the questions. I mean, I think unemployment right now is probably like a good way to go, or just like getting any job. Like, I just don't understand. I've been working since I was probably like 10, like babysitting since I was 10. I've always been someone who was working. Like, I've always had a job. I don't understand people who just like don't get any job to survive, and they're just like always broke all the time. That just seems like such a shittier place to live. Like, I would really encourage everyone to get a job. You know, and like, it could be a fucking shitty job. Like, the job at the comedy store was fucking minimum wage, but it was more about like the environment and hanging out and like you. And I think it's like such a great way to like get out of the house too, especially during these times, to get a job and like integrate yourself into society, and you make friends and there's a camaraderie and like, you know, so to get through tough times, I would say to just get a job, dude. Like, I don't know what your situation is, but like, I want to say grow up, but that might sound insensitive. I'm a little insensitive when it comes to this kind of stuff, because like, I have a lot of friends who are kind of like lazy and like always complaining, and I just like can't relate to that. Like, I grew up, you know, on the East Coast. It's like, get it done, get a fucking job, show up, suit up, show up. Like, my grandpa used to say to me, like, I would always complain about my jobs when I was younger, and my grandpa would be like, you show up, you bring your briefcase, you shut up, and you leave. I don't know. Did I say that right? You show up, you shut up, and you leave. I don't know. Just like, do your fucking job and get out of there, dude, and like fucking hang after. That's my advice. Do I give the worst advice ever? Someone asked what my favorite sandwich is. I'd say it's a caprese sandwich, you know, mozzarella, tomato, and basil. And I'll end on the last question, which, is about my lap dance class. Your lap dance class and why you stopped. We loved it. Thank you for that, Kate. So during the pandemic, I taught, I think, 2 lap dance classes to women. And I did it because, for one, like, I felt like I wanted to make money. Everyone was doing these like little fun things to make money. Like, friends of mine were teaching like Pilates classes and, you know, and like other random little like online classes. So I just thought the only skill I know how to teach anyone would be to give a lap dance and like a strip club kind of esque routine. And I just felt like it was a timely thing, like a good way to like keep it sexy. Like, you know, we're all stuck in the apartment or the house with like our guy. So it's, you know, or girl. And so it's like, let's make the most of it and let's make it like fun and sexy and inventive, and keep the romance going. So that's why I taught the class, and it was cool. Like, it made a couple $100 from like each one, but I think like I just got kind of was like, fuck, like, I don't want to look like in the pandemic, I just went from a comic to being a fucking strip instructor. And like, I just like felt like it was a bad look. Like, it was definitely like a fun class, and like, I meant for it to be empowering, but I just didn't want it to become like a full-time thing, 'cause that's just like a totally different hang, you know? And I was just trying to do like a quick little pop up to make a couple bucks, 'cause I love money, man. I love making money. So, you know, that's that. I don't know. Is this the worst fucking intro of all time? I haven't recorded a podcast in like a couple months. The last time I had an episode was, I think, like 2 months ago. So I haven't checked in a while. So I'm overthinking it. I'm judging myself. I didn't have a plan. I'm freestyling. My voice is deep. The coffee has not been fully drinking. I make cold brew and oat milk. I'm drinking that. I took a sip of it during the recording and the cinnamon scratched my throat. And then I hadn't taken a sip again. But yeah, everything's opening back up now. It's cool. It's funny. It's like at first I was like, I don't want everything to open back up because I was just like pretty comfortable. And now I think I'm already used to it. Like I went from like hanging out with like one friend a week to like literally this week I have fucking plans, or I had plans with like a friend in terms of socialization every single day this week, which was like a lot. But I think I just naturally booked all of these hangouts because everything was just coming back. And I think I was just that fucking busy, you know, busy socializing and hanging out, wandering around the town, doing my thing, you know? So that's that. Steven and I are going to be moving July 1st to, the Valley. I live in West Hollywood right now, but it's just like really kind of crazy here right now. I mean, there's just a lot of like crazy meth addicts stumbling around this area and a lot of, you know, homeless tents and stuff. And I just, want to just be somewhere a little more chill, and somewhere that feels a little more safe. Like there's fucking helicopters over every night over our fucking heads. And West Hollywood wasn't like this when I moved here. When I moved to LA 8 years ago, West Hollywood was like super nice. And now I think it's like the fourth most dangerous city in California or Los Angeles or something. And there's just a lot of crime and it's just not feeling cool anymore. And we want to change. We want to be somewhere more relaxed. So we're going to be looking for places and that's super exciting. And Steven pointed out that like, you know, neither him or me have looked at like a place together with like a significant other. Like we've always just moved on our own or moved into someone else's place. So like, this is going to be a cool experience, you know, with us going to like different places together and like both our names on the lease, moving in. That's going to be cool. And then we are like, oh yeah, like, and we're getting a bigger place. You know, we have a one bedroom apartment right now. So we're going to be getting a two bedroom and we're like, oh my God, when we get the place, we'll have to like have sex in like every room that's like empty. And like, you know, we'll get like takeout and sit on the floor with like candles. And then we're like, wait, that's how like every fucking horror movie starts. That's, or every thriller, like it doesn't end well in the movie when that's the beginning. That's when like the crazy bitch shows up, like Glenn Close or some shit. So we'll see. I'm excited. I'll keep you guys posted. Enjoy this episode with me and Sarah Wineshank. Please, guys, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast. Share it. I'm back to recording. I might not have an episode every week to start, but I am back. And so just expect more episodes from me coming up. Love you guys. Bye. Hi.
Hi, Chelsea.
Sarah.
Here we are. Podcasting for the first time in a while.
For
feels
yes,
like a while.
I haven't podded in God, a couple months.
Really?
Thank God I'm coming back with you.
Wait, why haven't you been podding?
1 to 2 months, perhaps. Mm-hmm. You know, just sometimes when you just sometimes, you know, like when
yes,
you know, when you have to explain something, you don't have a good excuse for,
yeah,
so your,
like,
so your voice is like,
I just need to take a break, you know what I mean? Sometimes. Yeah, no, I get it.
No, it's like when you're podcasting from home, it's just like, ugh, you know, it's like, yeah, I don't know. I just took a break, got a little lazy.
Well, I don't think you got lazy. You've been busy.
Way,
you clearly have been writing.
Way to reframe that, Sarah. I've been busy. Hold overhead. Well, there's a little bit of a plane. What airlines do you think it is?
Spirit. That shit does not sound good.
Like they're louder?
Yeah.
Do people still ride Spirit?
Yeah. Poor people do. I mean, listen, if I needed a flight and there was a substantial price difference, I would ride Spirit. But the whole time I'd be resentful.
I've flown it once. It was awful. As awful as they do say.
Yeah, it's as awful as they say.
Do you remember?
You have to buy everything.
Forget it. Like, do you remember
you
TWA?
What?
TWA?
Flight 9. Wasn't
800.
Okay.
Okay.
That's
so
like
I know. Oh, only one of the microphones. I know.
No, they're both on.
No, Flight 800 because
one of the Flight 800
to Paris
in the 90s
to Paris because it
was in the 90s.
Yes, because it was from New York.
Okay.
And a family from my town was on that flight.
No.
So I know the flight number. No. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Okay.
It was, I forgot the family's name. I'm sorry. But yeah, TWA Flight 800 in the 90s was like one of the first plane crashes of our generation, right?
Totally. That was a big deal.
Yeah.
It was like, that was a big deal, and Heaven's Gate cult was a big deal.
You remember that, though, from childhood, Heaven's Gate?
I remember Heaven's Gate more than I do TW-800.
That's interesting.
I was like, I don't get it. Like, all these people, I remember that they all wore the same Nikes and the same outfits, and I remember being, like, amazed by that.
Where was that?
I don't know, but they thought that the Hail Bob comet was going to come down.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I've seen the documentary because it's like an old man, right? I mean, I'm a little embarrassed to not know the full story behind a cult.
Oh, because you're like
obsessed.
Deep in the
and
cult
I do know.
Space.
I feel like I've seen like the cover photo of whatever the documentary is, and it's like a guy making a weird face for Heaven's Gate. Does that sound familiar to
There's
you?
There's like this old like. There's like this old like, graphic. There's like this old graphic from Heaven's Gate, and it's like really 90s.
Yeah.
I'll try to find something and send it to you.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think is the website still up? If we had like a Jamie to look that up for us, that would be really
is that
nice.
Rogan's
yeah.
Jamie?
Yeah.
And before Jamie, it was Redband, right?
Yeah. 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 If we had anyone like that, that'd be nice. But
do we have any? Oh, but you know what?
Mom! No.
Humble brag. We are in the valley.
We're in the valley. We're at my parents' house.
Podcasting by the pool. We're going to go for a swim later. Not to brag.
We're going to go for a swim later. And let me tell you, I've been craving some pool time.
Me too.
Not really sure how I feel about re-entering society.
Not good.
How do you feel?
Which brings us into our first topic, social media.
Social media.
Because, you know, everyone's really feeling that adjustment right now and figuring out how we all fit into the world sort of thing. Oddly enough, I have a social event, and by social event, I mean like dinner or seeing a friend, planned every single day this week, which Same. Is like, I don't even know how I did that.
No, I'm, like, exhausted just thinking about the rest of the week.
But I'm like, whoa. Like, I don't know how I did that. And that must have been an unconscious, like, we're back into the world, I'm making plans.
Right.
Because I would only see someone, like, once or twice a week.
Yeah, I normally, like, one or two visits a week.
Wait, do you
remember? I've been living a very, like, solo life.
I remember I saw you, and I feel like perhaps we, like us seeing each other, were like our first social interactions.
Yes. Yes.
Do you remember we were, and we did that podcast before the studio got shut down?
Yes.
And remember we were so exhausted.
That was the most exhausted.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, because we went from doing nothing at all.
Mm-hmm.
And that was we, like what we did for
we
the
met
week.
Up for like an hour and we're like, I'm so tired.
Yeah,
yes.
No, it's so crazy because podcasting is tiring.
That was like a year ago too. Yeah, it is. People
don't realize
that. Okay. Okay? We're tired. There's just a lot of energy we're exerting. Exerting. I can't even say the word. We're exerting. Okay?
It takes
energy. We are not Rogan. I don't understand how he has 4 hours in him to podcast.
Well, then he gets
I never
in the
understood
sauna,
that.
Sweats it out.
It's too
restarts.
Much.
I mean, like
too much Rogi.
I wish I could do that.
Podcast for 4 hours?
I know I can't.
I have other things I'd like to do.
I don't think anyone would want to hear me talk for 4 hours.
I'm good to just do a 1 hour.
I don't
want to
hear myself talk for 4 hours.
I don't want to move my mouth that much. You know, it's
yeah.
like, I don't want to.
So, okay, social media.
Okay, well, why don't you first get into what the hell happened to your account?
Okay, so Friday.
What time? Because I know that's how obsessed you are with this.
Late in the day Friday.
Yeah, okay.
After I post my tiny set from the Comedy Store, which is no longer up.
And you'll repost it.
And I will.
And it was excellent.
Thank you. And I will repost it and I will move forward stronger and better. I feel completely unhinged because Saturday I got a DM from an account that was pretending to be an Instagram help account. and I clicked the link, and it looked exactly like Instagram. And it,
oh,
like,
is that how it happened?
Yes. And then suddenly...
Oh, you were like a 50-year-old.
Yeah.
Like clicking, clicking on the... That's like a parent move.
Yes.
Oh, so that's how this happens.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Just, okay, I was wondering.
That makes me feel worse about
so
the 50-year-old.
So what was the
thing.
Account's name?
I don't know. It says Instagram support. If and you it, look at it, like, really, like, fast, yeah.
And
it
was
looks
like there is an issue with your account. Please follow the link to get it, to get this settled.
Yes, to reset it.
Okay.
And it looks like that.
So you said, oh, shit, so this is my lifeline.
This is how I got to do it.
Okay.
I do it, and then, like, as I'm doing it, I'm like, this doesn't actually, like, in the back of my head, I'm like, okay, I think this is right, but, like, I don't know, I'm busy, whatever. I fill it out.
Oh, what do you have to fill out?
Like
your username and password?
Yeah.
You fool.
I thought that I had to do it. It was a whole thing. So then you fool. So then I do it.
What else? What other information did they
just
ask?
That.
Okay.
Then I do it and then I lose complete access to my account.
How
and
soon
then,
after?
5 minutes.
You fell for it.
I know. I
so 5 minutes later, you're tuning back into your favorite app and what happens?
It says it's private.
You're like,
Well, first of all, I can't get into my app. I'm like, it says I've been logged out. And then I have a notification on my...
Okay, do you live by an airport? This is the third. How far away is the Burbank airport? Well,
there's a closer airport.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We'll talk about it.
F? Wait, hold on. F. So let me ask you this and stop you right here. When you got that message, did you think to yourself, my account's working just fine? Or were you like, this? There might be something I didn't think about?
No, there's this whole, it's this whole other thing. It's a whole longer thing. Okay, so basically it was like this, okay.
What
it
made you like think you needed to fix something?
To go through that? Okay, because this is what had happened. I had submitted through, someone at CAA submitted to get me verified.
Yeah.
And then I got a message saying that to complete the verification, I had to fill out this thing.
Okay.
And I thought that that was a follow-up to the other thing. So that's why I filled it out.
Oh, and then, you were, it was just by chance this floated in.
Yeah, this floated in, but simultaneously I was in the process of applying for verification. So they totally, so I thought that it was a response to that submission.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's how I filled it out. Because I normally wouldn't have filled out something like that. Okay. I'm not a 50-year-old. So right. Let me just clarify for the listeners. Okay, so I filled that shit out. Then I'm like, fuck. Okay, that was obviously, I got scammed. Then my account becomes private. And I go to get back into the account and I can't. And it says, this Instagram is to be sold on hold to be sold back to its original owner. Click here.
I think I just saw you shaking while you were saying that.
I know.
Were you just shaking?
I
would never call you out about that.
I'm telling you.
But,
I was
but,
so...
But I know how affected you are by this that it was, like, comical to me.
No, it's comical in every way, shape, or form. I realize how comical this is. But I'm telling you, in my mind, this has been the most devastating thing.
That's a problem. Yeah.
And that's why I'm like, I'm addicted to Instagram.
Yeah. But and also, you never noticed that before?
Well, also, no, I do use it to promote my podcast, which I do every week.
Daily photo.
I do 2 clips a week. I break up the clips with a photo. I also get paid to post certain things. Mm-hmm. So if they're getting taken down and I got paid for that and then now it's down.
Yeah, you'll have to repost it.
That's a problem. Yeah. So it's just like a total inconvenience. And then also my stand-up set, which I hadn't posted stand-up in so long. I was so excited about. It just feels like a violation. It feels like someone was in my room trying on my underwear without my consent. That's what it feels like. It feels like they were, like, messaging people. They were, like, posting things on there. I don't know.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize that I was so... And it's, like, the thing that's hilarious about it is I can see how insane it is that I'm addicted to this app. Like, I can see the humor in that.
Everyone is. It's really...
It's ridiculous. And I'm, like, texting my friend I went to college with who works at Instagram.
Yeah.
This poor guy.
When was the last time you spoke?
A while ago. We're reconnecting. Yeah. I'm, like... hey, sorry to bother you again. Also, like, he's been working at Instagram for a long time. He's, yeah. like, a genius. He's, like, busy probably. His wife's going to have a baby. Yeah. I'm messaging him. Like, yeah. my selfie from May 24th. No, we were pretty good friends. Like, my selfie from May 24th is missing. Do you think we could get that back? He's like, I'm working on it.
You said that? How'd you know the date was May 24th?
Honey, I know
Sarah, how
Instagram
did you
Instagram schedule.
Are you serious? You do?
Yeah.
How did you know my selfie from May 24th, though?
Because I've been submitting help claims trying to get it back.
That one photo?
All of the content that I posted.
How, do you keep track of the days that you post on and the times?
Yeah.
Or do you do a specific thing?
I'm very, like, specific. I treat it like it's work.
Yeah.
So it's
can
like,
I ask if there's
like somebody
good days and times for posting?
Yes.
Because I know there's, is this an offline conversation?
No, we can talk about it.
Okay. Because I feel like there's a secret and people don't reveal it.
Okay. So like Tuesdays are good to post. Okay. Wednesdays are good to post. Thursdays are good to post.
Tuesday,
those
Wednesday, Thursday.
Those are the three best days to post.
And what time do we like?
We like busy when people, like the middle of the day normally. So people, the earlier, I like to post early because then more people will see
like
it.
Like 11?
11's a great time because then people have lunch at 12. You know.
What's your favorite time?
Like 12 on a Tuesday.
Why have you been? See, if people
but like,
hold
but I'm saying,
back.
But I'm like, yeah. So it seems like it's just like this. There is an element of it that it's like this narcissistic feeling of like, oh my God, what is my value when you strip away my Instagram, which is hilarious and dark.
Yeah.
And then also there's this other side of it of like, wait, this is how I pay my rent. Not being able to do that is really scary.
Oh, yeah. I never thought of it in that way for you.
Right. Cause it's like, okay, like it doesn't matter if I'm just a regular person, I'm missing 2 weeks of content. That's fine.
But you have paid like, promotions that you
yeah. And
with.
Like, it just feels, and I'm like promoting my podcast and it's like, you got to be consistent with that for the growth. So it just felt like a huge wrench in my like plans. And then I was like, I have a problem with not being in control.
Yes.
So I felt.
Who doesn't?
I was like, I am losing it.
It'll be out of control today.
I know. I'm like, someone's posting an anime gif on my fucking story.
Yeah, and that
that's
was
not
a,
me.
And that's when I lost it. No, I'm kidding.
It was all just like so ridiculous and silly. And then I started paying a hacker.
You paid the hacker?
I paid a different hacker to hack back the account.
Really?
Yeah,
and did that
no,
work?
He just stole $55 from me.
And that didn't, and where did you get in touch with this hacker?
On Twitter.
Shut up.
Yeah.
And it didn't do anything?
No, it didn't do anything. And then
that's
he kept
so
saying,
funny.
He goes, okay, can you pay me on PayPal? I'm like, my PayPal's not opening. And I'm like, about to go on stage. It's
yeah.
I have a Sunday night spot at 10 p.m. I'm talking to this hacker. My fucking PayPal account's not opening.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I need to get my Instagram account back, like fucking freaking out.
Yeah, that's annoying.
And I'm like, am I ever going to be able to get it back?
So
I do
where
know.
Are we at today?
Well.
It came back today?
It came back 2 days ago. It came back 2 days.
I didn't even know that.
It came back 2 days ago.
There's a reason.
But then when I woke up yesterday, a bunch of stuff was missing.
Mm.
And now more stuff is missing. So now I'm in the process of trying to have them get that back, which they're optimistic that they will be able to.
Okay.
But anyways, this guy, a hacker, paid him $55. He scammed me, obviously.
He was
and
probably that, friends
I,
with
he's
the
like,
other hacker.
He's like, I'll be right back, ma'am. And then he's like, I'm still working on it, ma'am.
That's funny.
It was wild. Okay, wait. We do want to talk about your massage.
Wait, hold on. So I just want to give my feedback on my experience with social media, if I may.
Yes.
So today being Wednesday, you know, I had a different experience when I actually, during the same time that Sarah lost hers, simultaneously, I lost mine on purpose.
Okay.
I think it was about Saturday. Well, whenever I'm getting PMS, I turn into a downward spiral of just getting in my head about my life. And this happens to me all the time, like right around my period. And I just get like deeply sad. And I did feel like as things were like starting to open back up, like I felt like I didn't want to be swayed or comparing myself or like paying attention to what other people were up to. Like during the pandemic, I felt like everyone was on the same page. Like we were all in the same place. And like, I have like a competitiveness inside of me that I'm praying my therapist can tell me the solution to, because like, I just don't know where it is. And my mom was just visiting and I was like, was I competitive as a child? And when I say competitive, it's really just the feeling of like, I'm going to get left behind. It's like a fear that pops up, which I think can happen to anyone. And like, I want to blame it on like alcoholism. Like, I don't know where it comes from, because like, I didn't ever feel like this my whole life until probably like, I don't know, maybe like 6 years ago, I would guess it started popping up for me. But like, I listen to the language that I use where I'm like behind, ahead. Like those to me are like competitive race words, you know?
That they are.
Yeah. They're not just
all
like,
all right, here comes Buttercup, but yeah. He's now ahead of.
I know. And I'm just trying to get my Gatorade cup on the way.
Yeah.
I'm like, pass me the damn baton. But it's all just shit I make up in my head, you know? And it's not reality. And you know, whatever. So like, I was just kind of feeling a little bit of that. Like, for example, something that would happen to me is like, I would like sign on to Instagram and like see that like friends of mine were like booked on tons of shows. And then I'd only be booked on like one show that week. And like, it would make me feel bad about myself. And I was just like, this is so ridiculous. Like, it's just like, I shouldn't be comparing myself to other people. And like, it doesn't matter what everyone's doing. And like, I talked to my friend Brent Weinbach, who's been on the podcast, who's a really funny comedian. And he was like, every unique person has their own unique path. And like, of course, we've all heard like everyone has their own path. But when he made the connection, every unique person has their own unique path, like it like personalized it for me.
Totally.
Like just by connecting unique person to unique path. I don't know why, but like I heard it differently. And like, I just decided that I wanted to take a break from social media. And this happened. I always do this. Were you going to chime in on any of that? Because I'm talking a lot.
Well, no. So I'm just listening to you. Making the healthy decision to detox off social media, which for me, that wasn't even an option, because I'm like, I have to pay my rent with this.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucked up.
Well,
I've taken
breaks before. Like I'll delete it every couple months for like a week or so and take a break. And like, I was just like feeling that so much. And I was like, you know, like I want to come back into the world, like at my own pace. And I don't want to be posting pictures or videos or like trying to remind people I exist because I feel like I have to. Like, I want things to like naturally come from myself. And I think part of that is just like rediscovering who I am after the past year. And like I don't like, I feel like maybe like earlier in comedy, like I would always wanting to be posting like a funny video, or I'd have to post a funny caption or a picture that's like funny, or like, you know, like having to remind people like I'm a comedian and this and that. And like, this is me. But like now I just feel like I don't need to do that. And like, I want to do it naturally when I feel like it. And like, I still perform stand up and I have a podcast, and like, I don't like, I'm not like Trevor Wallace. Like, I don't have to post a funny video every week. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not my brand.
Totally.
So like, if I want to post one, cool, but if not, like no big deal, you know?
Yeah, totally. I also just, I think it's also, this is so interesting. Like, the amount of time that goes into one post.
Yeah.
It looks like it's one post, but it takes a long time. It's like there's a process. You got to set shit up.
Mm-hmm.
People don't realize all of that, I feel.
It's like with all the filters today, like I feel like everyone I know adjust their photo and edits it with a filter. Mm-hmm. And it's like, if I don't like make my lips bigger in a picture, I'm like, oh, I don't like that.
And, yeah, and psychologically, when I wake up in the morning, I'm like, who's this bitch?
Yeah. And psychologically, like, that's disturbing. So I also wanted to like take a break from social media, because like, I felt like I don't like the fact that I have to put a filter on my stories all the time. I do, because I like the way that I look better, but I don't like that I have to do that to feel better about myself.
Totally.
That disturbs me. And it didn't before, but now suddenly it is. And well, I think it's just...
It's so normalized.
Yeah, and it's like the evolution of like narcissism and presenting yourself in a different way. And like, of course, everyone says like Instagram is like the highlight reel and like the best version of yourself. So we're like taking like the best picture of ourselves. And it's just like... I don't know. Something about it is just turning me off so
much. I look great. I'm probably the most depressed I've ever been in my life. That's how I feel. It's like my mental health, you could tell, like, okay, if there's like a lot of photos.
Yeah.
Which there are.
Right.
You know, this is like, I'm realizing I hinge so much on this fucking app. Mm-hmm. I was missing being able to say swipe up.
Yeah.
This is who I've become.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes I'm into it and sometimes I'm not. Just right now I'm not. And I'll definitely be into it again. And like, it's like an ebb and flow, but like, I just want to find a way to make it work for
me. A healthy way.
Yeah.
Cause it's like, okay, I'm like, listen, I haven't done heroin, but I feel like I'm coming off of a serious drug. I've come off of Adderall before. This feels like that. And like, I'm like, am I having an actual, shaking. I'm like an influencer who loses access to her account. Like, as it was happening, Chelsea.
Well, it's an addiction.
Yeah. As it was happening, there was like horror music playing in my head. Like, yeah. No, 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 no.
You're experiencing actual detox symptoms.
Withdrawal.
You know that. Yeah. Withdrawal.
Because it affects your brain in the same way that a drug.
Well, you know that people go to rehab for their phones now.
Great.
And social media. And great. I do believe there is like a greater level of that going to be going on like down the line. Like I think there's like a lot of mental health issues
so
that are
pissed if I have to send my kid to rehab for cell phone abuse.
I know. How do you want kids, right?
I do, but I'd like a partner to have them with.
Yeah. But so like, how do you feel about like letting your kids like use cell phones? Do you have any thoughts on that already?
Well, I like the idea of being able to track these kids. First of all,
you want to microchip them? Have you seen that Black Mirror episode when the woman microchips her daughter?
No. Was that a recent one?
I don't know when it was.
I got to watch that one because yeah, no, that's what I want to do to my kid for sure.
Yeah.
I'm also just noticing that like, I thought that like the way that I am with the dog makes me feel like I could be like an overbearing parent.
Yeah, I think
like,
I could be too.
And I'm like trying to work on that a little. Because I'm like, I'm like, I love him so much. I'm like in his face. I like kissed him and then I forgot that I kissed the dog. And hours went by and he showed up with like a lipstick mark on his face.
My dog is covered in lipstick all the time.
I look like a Nana. Like you went to go visit Nana. What's happening? But yeah, so I'm like, oh my God, I just feel so overbearing and I love the dog so much. I'm like, I can't even imagine how much love you have when it's a kid.
Yeah.
And then that scares me.
Yeah.
Of like,
but you know, like the kids who are like 2 years old with an iPad.
That's,
I don't like that.
But this is another thing that
I
do.
And I don't like kids having, how old were you when you got a cell phone? What grade?
14.
What grade? Ninth grade?
Yeah.
I got a cell phone in ninth grade. Did you have a Nextel?
I had a Nokia.
A Nokia.
With Snake.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Did you?
Wasn't that the ringtone that was like... Dun, 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 dun.
It was like a little snake, dun, but it was dun, dun, like dun, a big
I know,
line.
My mom had that. I had a Nextel.
You did?
And then I had a boop, boop, BlackBerry.
Oh, boop, boop,
BBM.
I had that too.
BBM dance. Do you remember that?
No.
Wait, I also want to say one more thing really quick. So it's Wednesday right now. My social media detox is continuing. Moving forward, just to close that up.
Yeah.
What I want to say is like the first 2 days for me was really, of course, hard. Like a reflex. You want to like look on your phone and then there's nothing to look at. And I'm like going on the CBT website just to like get anything.
Yeah.
You know? And then I started connecting more to the world and I was like, wow, I was so disconnected from the world. I feel so much more present now. I feel so much happier. It's so much easier for me to just like only focus on myself, you know? And I feel like just like a lot happier and I'm going to continue doing this. And what I decided for myself I'm going to do is if I can keep it up, I'm just going to sign on once a week to like promote a show flyer or a podcast. And like, I'll post like a picture that we took together today, But like, I'm hopefully only going to do it like once a week and then get off and not scroll. And that's my plan going forward. And we'll see what I could do.
See, before this happened, I felt like I had like a healthy balance. Even though it seemed like I'm on social media a lot, I felt like I would go on social media and then go outside and hike and meditate.
But do you scroll and watch people's stories?
You know I do.
Yeah, see, for me, that was also the other component that I forgot to mention. Like, I was like constantly watching people's stories and watching other people's lives. And like, that's fine. But like, I kind of just got bored of it, you know?
And it's also like, I'm watching everyone's life instead of living my own life.
Yeah, I'm like, why do I care about what this person is doing?
Yeah.
You know? Why do I care about M. Rada's Instagram?
Oh, I care.
Kourtney, I know.
Kardashian.
Yeah. So
fucking
that was
Vanessa
that.
Hudgens.
Oh, well,
I'm like a reply guy.
You know what, though? Vanessa Hudgens is a good follow.
Vanessa Hudgens.
I love her life.
Yeah, I know. I knew you liked Vanessa Hudgens.
I love her.
I think I didn't date you with a VH.
She does not trigger me whatsoever. I got nothing but love for her. And there's few people that, like, honestly, like, do not bother me on social media. Like, she's so fun. She's always in a good mood. she loves working out. She's got a best friend.
They're always dancing.
Gigi. I don't even know who that is, but like, is your mom home? Or is that your neighbor?
I don't know. I feel like that might be my neighbor.
Oh, but they're having a good time.
Uh-oh. How much time is left?
10.
Okay.
They're having a good time. So it's like, she's a fun follow.
She is a fun follow.
She's a fun follow. But like, don't you feel like it's rare to find someone who's a really fun follow who doesn't trigger you or like annoy you a little and be like, this fucking bitch.
Yeah.
Like she's pure fun for me.
Yeah. What I love most about Instagram is shopping.
Yeah. I like shopping.
That's also another
problem. I'm probably using it for the wrong things.
I'm using Instagram for the wrong things too. But I'm also just realizing Instagram is such a trap.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, now that it's back, when you got it back in your hands, did you feel like a high again?
Yeah, I felt like I felt like right now, and this is going to sound so crazy, but because 2 weeks of posts are missing, I feel completely out of control.
Oh.
I feel like somebody like came up to my desk in an office and I had my files and they just went,
no,
figure it out. That's how I feel.
I'm so sorry. That's annoying.
And it's just like annoying because everything feels scrambled and I'm also trying to plan like, I don't know. It just seems, that's how it seems in my head. And that's how I know there's a problem.
You know what also is that's the good thing about taking a break?
It's a fucking distortion. You know what I mean?
Can I pose a difference to you?
Yeah.
Is that you get to do like more work. Like there's so much more focus to be put on writing because I'm not on my computer. Like when I wake up early in the morning, I'm hitting my laptop. I'm not hitting Insta. I'm trying to convince you.
I'm hitting Twitter.
Okay. I like Twitter.
I'm live tweeting the hacking on Twitter.
Great.
It's there to see.
Thank you. One of
the hackers, Stephanie DMs the hacker and says, why are you doing this? It's so mean. I'm like, why are you DMing the hacker? And the hacker's like, need money. By the way, you're very beautiful. And then she
was it a guy or a girl?
It was a guy. Okay. And then she didn't say anything. And he said, when in my country, when you give compliment, people say thank you. And got mad.
Where do you
at
think
her.
They were from?
Turkey.
Oh, is that? So weird. Anywho.
Yeah. Let's talk about your massage.
Okay, great. So I got a massage at The Now. Do you know The Now? Have
yes.
you been there?
I haven't been there, but I passed it a bunch of times.
It's so cute. They have several locations all over LA, and it's modeled after the Koki Koki Hotel in Tulum. And
I didn't realize it was modeled after the Koki Koki Hotel in Tulum.
I know all about it.
How'd you get that fact?
Because when it first opened, they had the Koki Koki spa product perfume, and I have one of them. Which I had gotten in Tulum.
Does it smell really good?
I learned about it before I moved to LA. So, and I walked by it when I was in Tulum and was like, oh, that's the place. Because my friend had one of their perfumes.
So are you like a, you know how people go to Tulum?
I've been twice, but I'm not like
a Tulum head?
No, I'm not a Tulum head.
I think there's a lot of
your dad's home.
Hi, Dad.
Hi. Thank you for the pool.
Thanks, Steve.
So, anyways. Now there's a plan.
And there's a plan.
And please hold for that. So I walked by it and I saw it. So then when I heard of the Now opening up, I went inside and they're like, and I noticed a fragrance and I said, oh, and then they told me this is modeled after the hotel. And the interior is gorgeous and it's like, it's all white and it's like very chill and like beachy and like really cool vibes. So now they've opened up several locations. So I went there to get a massage the other day and I'm like waiting in this like little waiting room and a masseuse walks out and he's literally like a 24-year-old boy. Like he's not even a 24-year-old man. He was like really skinny, And like the kind of skinny that you're like, how is he going to be able to massage me? You know, like there's
knobby
no
knobby knees.
He was like puny. Like wimpy.
No,
I don't. I don't
like,
even.
And if you want a man, I want like a strong man who's going to like, get
I don't
in
know
there.
How he got the job. There's he does not deserve the job.
No one wanted the job because it was the pandemic.
I mean, they must have been desperate to hire people.
They're like, listen.
He has red hair, glasses.
No.
What he looked like was like a dorky little brother.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like
yeah.
if you were in high school and like the dorky brother got to like massage you.
No.
Like
and, no.
and was stoked, you know?
No.
Like I felt like weird having him touch my body. And like
yeah.
I almost wanted to be like, can I get someone else? But I just thought it was so rude. I didn't want to offend him. I was like, fuck it.
So you
know what I mean?
Suffered.
I was like, I'll have to get a massage by like this fucking wimp, you know?
By this nerd.
It was just odd.
Did he look like he had like allergies?
He sucked. Like he could have blown over in the wind if someone sneezed on him.
Okay.
So then he stops me before we go in. And usually a masseuse says, oh, do you want like light, medium or hard, you know, pressure? He goes to me, let me just ask you something. And he went through a series of like literally 20 questions. Like he was like, now, when you go on a hike, does it ever get sore on the upper part of your knee? And I'm like, no, like, you know, like the COVID questionnaires.
Yeah.
Like he did one of those for like body parts.
No.
And I could tell he probably went to like some sort of like masseuse class and like, you know, that was like one of the things for them to think about, but like, you shouldn't be asking someone you were going to massage all those. It was just like, he asked me like a questionnaire.
Like you had to take a survey.
Yeah. Like it was like a survey. Like,
before
and he was like, now do your wrists ever get tendered and tired on your forearm? I'm like, no, all my answers were no. And he's like, oh, okay. Now let me think about this. And like, he was like, where do you find the most stress? Is it in, around your neck or in which part of that? He goes, oh, okay. Okay. Interesting. So we get
no.
it. Yeah. So then we get in there, I'm being massaged. And then halfway through he stops and comes up and goes, now I noticed that there are 3 bruises on your body.
No.
is there anything you want to talk about?
No.
Like inviting me to like reveal to him I've been abused.
No.
And I said, you have a bulldog. So he walks
no.
all over me
because no.
I'm covered in bruises.
I am
you
too
can probably
from the
see.
Dog.
Yeah. And I go, you have a bulldog who walks all over me. And I felt like he didn't believe me.
Because that's such like a battered yeah, woman
like,
response.
It felt
you're
like
my like, bulldog.
When it came
it
out of my mouth, I was like, do I believe me?
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, okay. But it was just odd. So then.
No.
Yeah. And the massage sucked, of course.
Do you think he was trying to save you?
It was too personal.
Like a save a hoe.
He was too much.
Vibe. He was like.
It was odd.
If she's being beat. She can find
it was
a safe place with me.
Yeah. And then at the end of the massage, when I'm about to leave, he stops in the waiting room again. He goes, now just a minute. He's like, how was that for you?
No.
Yeah. And I said, it was good. He goes, now, were there any areas in particular that you felt were sore?
No.
And he sits down on a bench and like pats the bench for me to join him.
No.
So then I sat down and I joined him. I go, yeah, it was actually like tender, like on the side of like my butt, you know? And it goes, oh, and that's odd because I was doing it very lightly there. And then he went on to like explain why that might be. And then I was like listening. And then like something came over me where I was like, I don't have to sit through this.
Right.
Like the massage is over. And then I go, all right, I'm done. Thank you.
No.
And I had to do like an autistic exit because I just didn't know how to end it.
Yeah.
And then I walked out and they're like, was everything all right? And I was like, yeah. And like, I gave them, you know, 20% tip. When I got the email following up how the service was, I almost mentioned it, but like, I've thought about calling them so many times, but I don't want to be that person.
Excuse me. There was a nerd that gave me a massage.
I mean, what
there
are you
was a
say?
Lot of questions.
Well, I was
going to
say he talked too much.
He talked.
And he made me uncomfortable. And I felt like weird being massaged by him. But like, that's just probably like my preference, you know?
You're like, but it's weird because I would rather have a man massage me than a woman, unless it was like a super strong, like, Russian lady.
See, I
like
think,
someone really strong.
I think I would rather have a woman massage me because I feel like guys massaging me makes me uncomfortable.
Interesting.
When I was younger, I was getting a massage and like this guy like tried to touch my boob.
No.
And then another time I was getting like a really nice massage at the Four Seasons and he kept trying to touch my pussy.
No.
Yeah.
In so, the massage?
Yeah. He was like inching so close and I did tell the front
That's
desk.
That's like crazy.
Because it was really bad.
No.
I was so uncomfortable and they like refunded it.
No.
And I was like, honey, someone's paying for it. But yeah, like the whole thing was just so like I have had so many weird experiences, I feel like. I think I just attract them in.
Well, I went to like this weird foot spa.
Yeah.
You know, with those, like,
yeah,
you're
know
like,
the foot
you know,
that's where Steven lives
at the foot spa.
Obsessed.
So at this one specific foot spa, they do something there that I don't feel comfortable with. They stick their like, the guy has the fattest fingers I've ever seen.
This could
They're
go anywhere.
Oiled,
this could go anywhere.
And he sticks them into my ear.
What?
And then
what?
He goes,
what?
And then he starts
what?
Moving
what?
It around.
What? What?
Yes.
What? What?
Yes. And
no.
I was like, no, I don't want to like. You
did it hurt?
Yeah. And I was like, what is the point of you doing this in my ear with
hey,
your
was,
fat,
was there a
oily
warning?
Finger?
Was there?
No.
That's so invasive.
I did it to both ears.
At the same time?
Yes.
Did you scream
yes.
and shoot out of your seat?
Like,
were you on your
what?
Back or on? Or was your
was
face
like,
up or down?
I was like sitting. He's like, sit up. And then I like, fucked my ears.
Were you like, ah?
Yeah. Yes.
That's crazy.
I was like, I don't like that.
And then what did he say?
Okay.
That's it?
That's it.
No explanation. Nope. Is that reflexology? Or what is
literally
that?
Literally don't know. Him being probably like, fuck this bitch.
That's
I don't know.
Crazy.
It was so uncomfortable and so weird.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
You're not going back there.
I'm not going back there.
That's crazy.
Also, like, some of the places, you got to pick your foot spa right.
Yeah.
Some of the places, you
there's
go
a good
in there,
one by
like,
me.
There's a weird scent. You're like, why does it fucking smell weird in here?
But some of them could be very good.
Some of them, shockingly.
But they're always weird.
They're always,
it's always
weird. There's like
someone's eating lunch. You walk
it's
by.
Always
you're
somebody's
like, huh?
eating lunch.
Someone's always like crept up in a corner eating. You're like,
yeah.
Do you live here?
Yeah. No, yeah. It
I
is
that. Some, I think sometimes a lot of the people live there.
It's a whole energy.
Yeah, it is.
It's a whole different
and
experience.
And that's why you're paying $60. You're paying for the energy.
You're paying for it.
You get what you pay for.
Yeah, exactly.
But some people are very good and some people just suck. And
well,
they're
then
just
if
like.
If you find a good one, then they're always busy.
Yeah, Michael or Coco.
Oh, for me, it's Paul. What's up, Paul?
Hello. Oh,
but yeah, massages are so weird and personal. You
yeah,
have to
very.
Be really comfortable with who's massaging you. I do think that.
Yeah, it's very invasive.
Yeah. It's interesting how I feel like the whole self-care industry, this is a little bit back to the Instagram thing, really started booming because there was no self-care in 2000.
None.
Because there was no Instagram in 2000.
Well, what do you mean there was no self-care? Take me further.
I'm like, self-care as an industry is kind of a new thing. I feel.
Expand.
Okay, because when you think about it this way, when you think about it this way, a cookie sounds good. When you think about it this way, like in the 90s, people weren't like, oh, self-care. People weren't talking about it the same way.
But self-care is something that probably happened 5 years ago.
Yeah, it's a newer thing.
Should I Google when the term came into play?
When did the term self-care come into play? Well, I just feel like it's now like since we do have to be so connected through the internet, the self-care is the other end of it. Of like coming back to yourself and taking care of yourself, meditation. You know, people start getting, we start realizing that we have a mental health problem when there's all these gun shootings. It's like, okay, yeah, some of this shit has to come from social media.
Okay, so the term self-care... You think
a guy with a lot of followers is shooting up a school?
Sarah, what? I think you're going to want to pause.
Okay.
The self-care term was invented by Socrates.
No!
In
no!
the in the 5th century BC.
No.
Socrates has one more string to his bow. He's the founder of the self-care movement, and the medical community latched onto the term self-care in the 1950s.
No.
Before the Black Panther Party popularized and politicized it in the United States during the height of the civil rights movement.
Well,
so Socrates invented that.
Well, so I'm wrong. But
yeah.
I just feel like in terms of it...
It was coined in
the
50s, though.
That's fine. But in terms of its way, making its way into mainstream culture, mm-hmm. I didn't see it until like 5 years ago.
Yeah, because we probably weren't taking care of ourselves.
Yeah, because in our 20s...
It's probably always been going on, but we were just drunk.
You're like,
yeah.
I was just drunk and stoned.
I'm seeing there's like a history of it.
Yeah, so self-care is a well-established industry.
Well, the tagline says, from its radical roots to its yuppie-driven middle age to its election-inspired resurgence. So I think it's had like many different, what's the word?
Evolutions?
Yeah. It seems like it's become other things along the way. And I guess we can read more up about that separately. But yeah.
Yeah, we can research self-care.
Love more. Self-care.
We love self-care.
For me, like, having a really nice meal can also be self-care. Because I love food and I'm getting fat.
I'm getting fat.
But also, like, walking in nature and, like, being connected to, like, a beautiful surrounding, like, really grounds me and makes me feel good.
It makes me feel so much better.
Yeah.
That's why I live in so much nature.
Mm.
So I thought that the nature would balance my Instagram addiction. Turns out, I'm still addicted to Instagram.
Yeah, but you probably just needed a little more time to withdraw. Because you weren't withdrawing completely. You were still trying to access the heroin. And your dad walks by and only hears me say, you're trying to access the heroin. And he's like, wait, what? You know what I mean? Like, you didn't turn your mind off to it. So you didn't really get to fully... Like, you were still trying...
I wasn't able to enjoy...
You were still trying to score.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good way of putting
it. Yeah. And
like,
it was like it was taken away
where's
from
my selfie.
Like, you didn't decide to get sober from Instagram.
No.
It was taken away from you.
Yeah.
So like there is that
and I was
period.
Like, I have this whole bag of Instagram in my purse. Yeah, what do you mean I can't do it?
So there is the initial period of like you detox. Like having to come to terms that you're like
addicted.
And get it taken away.
Yeah,
if you look at it from like an addiction
like,
perspective.
And I started doing like, I started like thinking of the AA steps and then I just
oh,
kept
you did?
Saying,
that's great. No,
I just
it's true.
Kept saying,
I'm powerless.
I'm so powerless. I'm so powerless over my Instagram right now. And then I was like, should I go through all the AA steps through Instagram?
Yes. And
then
I would have helped like, you through that as a friend.
That's my sponsor.
No, but it's funny because a friend of mine is also taking a break at the same time. And he was actually texting me, I'm powerless. I'm powerless. And like his texts to me were like making a huge deal about it. Like, okay, I'm going to delete it now. Or, I went on this morning. I'm going to do it at 12. You know, like it's, I encourage you to look at the way that your usage is and maybe
totally.
Have a thought. Maybe take a couple days off.
Detox.
A couple days.
Do the detox.
I.
But before your detox...
Up?
Yeah, subscribe
I wanna
to our
podcast. I
want to
quickly also say...
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's not that funny of a story.
What?
Quick thing.
Yeah.
Quick anecdote.
Yeah, quick.
So I went to Hawaii on a family vacation.
Yes.
With Steven's family. There was like 10 people there.
That's major.
So one of the last... the last day, his mother wanted us to do a photo shoot on the beach where we're like in all white and she'll use it for her Christmas card. You know, we're like barefoot on the beach. So basic. But like, you know, she wanted to do it. So fine. Fun. We'll make it
linens.
Fun. We're all in white, barefoot. The whole fam. So we like
white. You're all in white and barefoot.
Yeah.
I'm getting cult vibes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Very cultish.
Okay.
So his brother, Steven's brother, finds like a photographer through a friend. She's like so confident and like directing all of us. And I whispered to Steven, like, wow, she's good.
Yeah.
You know, and she's like, all right, over here. Great. We're going to do this. Like fully confident, like directing us, like really fucking on it.
Yeah.
Dude, the pictures come back. They're horrible.
No, no. Yeah.
And that's just so, and like maybe you had to be there and it's not that funny to repeat, but like it was so funny to me that like she seemed so on top of her game and they're like completely like just terrible. Unusable.
Like what about them?
Like, okay, for example, like the lighting was off and like for example,
which is like the most important thing.
Yeah. And it's like they're all like blown out. But, and I was like, and me and Steven noticed that, but we're like, I wonder if it's like her camera's good and it like passes through that or like something we don't know about. Like I was going to be like, shouldn't we be over here for the lighting? But I just kept my mouth shut and was like a part of.
Yeah.
But you know, I could have told her
you don't
want
to start directing the Hawaii photo shoot. Yeah. Because I know you love a director's
moment. I was like, hey, it's your game.
Yeah. You do love a director's
moment. Yeah. So I just thought that was funny. I don't know.
That is funny.
That's it.
I mean, every family photo I've taken has been weird.
Yeah. I guess they're just awkward and like, awkward. I hate the word cheesy, but like, I guess they're like just lame.
You're like, we need everyone to know that we're all part of the same family. Yeah. Throw on this white
They're
gown.
Just dorky. I think they're always going to be dorky and you lean into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I respect that.
Well, what podcast are you going to subscribe to?
I'm going to subscribe to the Chelsea Skidmore Show.
And I'm going to subscribe to Shank.
Yes.
Both available on iTunes,
Spotify,
YouTube. Thank you so much for listening to the Chelsea Skidmore Show.
And Shank.
Have a great day.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Bye now. Bye.